The Iowa caucuses are just a week away, and a week after that, the New Hampshire primary. Recent polls in New Hampshire show Donald Trump leading the Republican field with a number of candidates tied for second, including Ohio Governor John Kasich. On Friday, Kasich joined me from his campaign bus in New Hampshire, and I asked him what a second-place finish in New Hampshire would mean.
Well, it sure would beat third place, but we don't kind of play for second. We're just going to see. We're going to work as hard as we can for the next, I don't know, what we got, 17 days to go. And then on the February the 10th, we will sit down as a team and figure out how we've done. And I'll have to let you know on the 10th of February exactly what the future holds for me.
Well, what do you think is attracting voters there to you now over some of the other sort of establishment candidates, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie, Jeb Bush?
Well, look, I mean, this big network reporter says there's actually three lanes. There's the establishment lane, the anti-establishment lane, and the Kasich lane. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. We have a very good ground game, and, the town halls are terrific. And, my message is really one of, yes, we have serious problems, but we can fix them. You know, these are solvable. And that, you know, we want to be upbeat about the fact that if we all pull together, we're going to be able to strengthen our country and kind of get ourselves back to where, you know, we all want to be.
If you are able to do this and make it, let's say you get the nomination, how difficult is it going to be for you to pull in these anti-establishment Donald Trump and Ted Cruz supporters, you or any other person who's more in the establishment lane?
Well, I don't think you can put me in the establishment lane. You can put me in my own lane. And look, I've been a fighter for the underdog since I first got into politics. You know, for example, I'm riding on the bus right now with Tim Penny, who's a former Democrat congressman from Minnesota. He's now an independent. And he and I put together the Penny Kasich plan, which took a penny out of every dollar in federal spending. And the entire establishment fought against us, and we came within 4 points of winning. Look, I was the guy that said, if you're going to reform welfare for poor people, you ought to reform it for rich people. I just don't think you can stick me in any of those particular design lanes that somehow the press has put together.
As you know, Sarah Palin, the former Alaska governor, endorsed Donald Trump. Would you have wanted that endorsement from Sarah Palin?
Well, you want to be endorsed by everyone. I just got Fergus Cullen, the former state party chairman. I mean, I got three newspapers last weekend. I mean, you want everybody to be for you and say, okay, I don't want you to support me. You want everyone to be for you.
So are you upset that Sarah Palin didn't endorse you?
No, I haven't really thought about it much. Good for Sarah. She's got a little bit of attention.
So Bernie Sanders, on the other side, has gotten a lot of support from young people in this campaign, in part because he is actually talking about some of the issues that matter, including the issue of student debt, which is now a $1 trillion problem in this country. What would you do as president about that?
Well, first of all, I think it's important that our young students, those who may be listening or their parents, you know, you should not pick a school on the basis of brand. You should realize that if you don't choose wisely, you can ring up an enormous amount of debt. I actually think people ought to look at spending a couple years at a community college. That would basically cut the cost of their debt in half. Secondly, I mean, our leaders of our higher institutions have got to control their overhead costs, which have been exploding. And in addition, in high school, we ought to let students and have students be able to take college credit courses that can be transferred over. And if they need to be remediated, let's get them remediated online as seniors rather than, you know, as a freshman in college. And if they have the debt, you know, we can think about, well, maybe we can give the businesses some sort of a incentive to help them pay down their debt. And I would be very interested in some sort of a community service project that might allow them to work some of the debt off. So there's a variety of things to say about it. And so that's what I think we need to be doing. And we're doing a lot of that in the state of Ohio.
Well, you mentioned community college. Do you think that President Obama's idea of making community college free for Americans is a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, I mean, everything can't be free. Somebody's got to pay for something. I mean, my daughters are 16 years old. If everything is, like, free, I mean, what are you kidding? We don't live in Lake Wobegon. Everything is free. You know, we got almost a $19 trillion debt.
let me ask you about the fight against ISIS. Would you put combat troops into Syria or more combat troops in Iraq to fight against ISIS?
Well, I would put them wherever the military commanders would say is where we've got to start. You know, it's not our job as a president to, you know, try to figure out the battle plan. The battle plan gets figured out by the people who do that for, you know, they have the expertise and they make recommendations to a president. And then a president looks at the recommendation and makes a decision.
But do you think that the nation is ready to go back into a ground war in the Middle East?
Yeah, I think the nation wants, well, look, I haven't done a focus group and I don't intend to. I know that ISIS is an existential threat to the United States and to many of our friends around the world. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do when you're a leader. And I think the longer we wait, the higher it's going to cost. And I think if a president makes a case that this group needs to be destroyed, I think the public will support it.
What about the issue of refugees? We just heard from Bill Gates, who said the U.S. should be taking more Syrian refugees. What do you think?
Well, I think we should take a pause on it. That's what I've advocated, and I think until we can properly vet them, then that's what I think we should do.
I want to ask you a question about the changing economy, because Ohio is a state, and I've reported from there, it's a state that has really had to deal with a changing economy in some ways before a lot of the other states in this country because of changing industries. What do you think the government ought to do, if anything, about the new sharing economy, the rise of things like Uber and company Airbnb and companies like that?
Government shouldn't fight Uber by trying to keep them out of places. You know, we embraced the change since I've been governor of Ohio. We've moved from fundamentally an agriculture and manufacturing situation to where we're now IT, we're energy, we're medical devices, logistics, financial services. Since I've been governor, we've now grown more than 400,000 private sector jobs, and our wages are growing faster than the national average. So I think that that leaders in government need to create an atmosphere of honoring job creators. And I think the idea that each state, each community should figure out what makes them unique and then try to attract the kind of businesses that would fit, I think that's a good strategy. And the more diversified you are as an economy, the better and smarter you will be in the long run.
I want to ask you about one more issue, Governor, that's not getting a lot of attention on the campaign trail, even though it's something that this country spends hundreds of billions of dollars per year dealing with, and that is the issue of obesity, which we spend money on when it comes to health care costs. Michelle Obama has made childhood obesity a major issue of hers. How would you tackle that?
Well, I think I give her credit for that. I think it's important that my kids, you know, they're very active, and my wife has led programs in the state of Ohio to get kids to move, and she's actually run the crusade to make sure we have better things in the machines, better food, healthier food. I don't think we got to make any laws, but I think that a president, listen, I try to stay as fit as I can. I mean, I work out today. I work out, you know, probably 6 of the last 7 days. I'm not lifting as many weights as I'd like to, so that's going by the wayside, because I'm going to get some weights on this bus. My wife has run marathons. I mean, we are big believers in fitness and health.
Well, but when you hear people, and conservatives especially, rail against schools making healthier lunch options, what do you think about that?
I think it's short-sighted. Of course we want to have healthy light lunch options. I mean, of course, diabetes is a big problem. Weight's a big problem. Eating the wrong things. Although I have to tell you, I'm not the best at this. You can put some fried clams in front of me, and and you better grab them fast, because you're going to be out of luck.
So, Governor Kasich, who would you rather run against, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders?
Oh, I don't. Whatever they put up, that's what we'll do. I'm so far away that I don't even think about it. I will say this: if Bernie runs, I would hope that I would be able to have more access to Ben and Jerry's ice cream. That's what I would hope for.
Right after we talked about obesity, maybe you're talking about the frozen.
Well, look, everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. Can't do away with ice cream. Are you kidding?
That's Ohio Governor and Republican presidential candidate John Kasich joining us from his bus in New Hampshire. Governor, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. See ya.
And just 2 weeks and a day until the New Hampshire primary.